If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
You and I know what I really am.
I think you can be anything you want to be.
Maybe in your world, Robert. It doesn't really happen that way in mine.
Change your world.
There's nothing out there for me.
And that's the problem. You hung up your cape and your cowl, but you didn't move on. You never went to find a life. You're not living. You're just waiting, hoping for things to go bad again.
Progress, not perfection.
What if you can change your entire reality by simply believing it's possible?
Whatever reasons that we usually give ourselves in the beginning for why we can't achieve something, you can almost always find not only just someone, but someone who's achieved world-class levels of success with worse conditions than you currently have, which then means it's absolutely possible, and then the only thing that it takes to get there is work. I think you become the exception by being the rule.
Don't doubt your own ability. I'm asking you, don't let that disease grab you by the throat. Yes, it's easy to doubt that it can happen. It's easy to doubt. We've all got fears that want to crowd in. You can go through those strenuous times. If I can make it, you can make it.
And there's a narrative that we should not criticize ourselves. We should not say the things that we could have done better. But I believe that that voice isn't an insecurity. I think it's a version that wants you to chase your potential.
When I was a kid, my father put me in boxing camp. Every day after sparring in that, they'd make you do 100 laps and 50 pull-ups. They'd push you until you either threw up or passed out or both. Anyone could leave at any point. All you had to do was quit.
And let me guess, you didn't quit.
I quit every goddamn day. I just never said it out loud. Because no way was I going to give them the satisfaction of breaking me.
If you talk about work-life balance as a 22-year-old man, you're hanging around with the wrong people. That annoying feeling when you realize you've outgrown your social circle isn't loneliness. It's your ambition finally speaking louder than your need to belong.
85 to 90% of life is just showing up. If you show up, there's a chance something could happen. Show up.
It is astounding how many people want to be spectacular in life but also want to fit in and be normal. Like, by being normal, you are, by definition, aiming for average. Normal people get normal results. Weird people get weird results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and not expect to get what everyone else has. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
Let's just go. That's the answer.
So action is an antidote to anxiety.
If you seek to be good at something, then you have a tremendous deficit in experience and repetitions that people who are ahead of you or who have achieved what you want to achieve have over you. And so the only thing that you have, now you do have an advantage thing, is that you have nothing to lose. And so the thing is people always fear being the new entrant. But when you have nothing to lose or you have nothing going for you, it also means you have nothing to lose. And that means that every position on the board always has an advantage, because anybody who has achieved this big thing that you have was also once a 22-year-old who had nothing going for them.
If you're cool with walking in the shadows of yourself and, you know, the only person you got is the man right there in the shadow, man, how you doing? Pretty good. How you doing? All right, man, cool. It's kind of weird having a conversation with you, but ain't no one else around because everyone else has faded way back then, way back there. You know, if you're cool with that kind of walk of life, I'll tell you, man. The world is your playground.
What have you learned about how to deal with and overcome fear?
Go. When all that fear that's in your head, all the what ifs and the scenarios that you create inside your own mind that are way worse than anything that is actually going to happen, the closer you get, you're thinking about all the things that go wrong, all the bad things that are going to happen, all this stuff, they all disappear when you go. So just take action and start moving forward.
So the Buddha was trying to teach a lesson, and he says, if I shoot you with an arrow, does it hurt? And, you know, the student was like, yes, it would be hurtful, or, you know, that would suck. And so he says, okay, if I were to shoot you with, you know, a second arrow in the same spot after the first arrow, would that hurt? And he said, yes. He said, the first arrow is life. He said, you can't avoid the first arrow. He said, but the second arrow is you, and that one you can avoid.
We're screwed.
No, we're not, Samantha. She is. Because Harvey taught me what to do when your back's up against the wall. You break the goddamn thing down.
Let me tell you something. This isn't elementary school. This is hard work, long hours, high pressure. I need a grown goddamn man.
You give me this, and I will work as hard as it takes to school those Harvard douches and become the best lawyer you have ever seen.
I don't have dreams. I have goals. Now it's on to the next one.
Suffering is a constant. That's a fixed cost of life. We're going to have downsides. We're going to have bad seasons, bad moments, bad days. But I think a great rule to live by is, like, only suffer once.
Here's the language of the poor. I'll try it a time or two and see what happens. The guy says, well, I'll give it 30 days. 30 days. You could guess his bank balance. So here's one of the major things to do starting tomorrow. Take a look at your game plan. If it isn't loaded with massive action, change it. You've got to have a better game plan. The formula really works like this. Take heavy action on a good idea. Now here's the key. Don't wait till you've learned 2,000 or 3,000 things, because that way you'll use up all the time. Don't let your learning lead to knowledge. You'll become a fool. Let your learning lead to action. You can become wealthy.
If you want to achieve success, you're going to have to pay the price. And it won't be cheap. It'll be tireless nights, long days, empty bank accounts, depressing thoughts, isolation, loneliness, tribulation, heartaches, headaches, and a lot of pain. But on the other side of pain is pleasure. On the other side of pain is success. And if you understand that and you have that as the beacon in the forefront of your life, well, work becomes more bearable. The journey becomes more enjoyable.
I have found in my experience that income does not far exceed personal development. Now, sometimes income takes a lucky jump, but sure enough, unless you grow out where it is, it'll usually come back where you are. Life has strange ways. If somebody hands you $1 million, best you become a millionaire quickly, so you get to keep the money. Otherwise, sure enough, it'll disappear.
It's your brother, your mom, your friend, the one comment they're gonna say. You've changed. Why are you doing another kick like this? Oh, you're gonna try that now. Okay, here we go again. And the thing is that it's not about them being right or wrong. Again, it's about how right and how wrong they could be. And so, for example, let's say you wanted to start a podcast in the past, and you did 3 episodes, and then you fell off. And then they think, I told you so, stop with these dreams, stop with this crazy content stuff, you're never going to become an influencer, or whatever your goal is, replace influencer with whatever your thing is. The thing is that you are still closer having done 3 than having done 0. And so it's just about directional correctness and realizing that criticizers are more often correct, but when it matters most, incorrect.
If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl, but by all means, keep moving.
See, you can do anything. You can get up any hour, read any book, take any class, make any change, develop any skill, do any discipline. I mean, you can do it all. when this how and the why, or when the why starts to grow, the how gets simple.
For the few people who were like me and felt like everyone told them there was something wrong with them, you are different, and that's okay. If you're okay with that, then it unleashes this whole new realm of possibility of being able to do what you want. He should build a family. He should have kids. He should have gotten married earlier. He should have married someone different. He shouldn't work this way. According to what?
Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. For it isn't by signs that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are.
Out there, you can be anything you want to be, given the courage to try.
Now let me give you the secret. Shelf said, here's the secret, Mr. Rohn. Learn to work harder on yourself than you do on your job. Once I got that, it turned my life around. He said, if you work hard on your job, you'll make a living. If you work hard on yourself, you can make a fortune. If you would have known me at age 25, you would have said, Jim Rohn's a hard worker. You'd have known me. You'd have said that. You say, well, how come he's got pennies in his pocket and nothing in the bank and behind on his promises? Well, I was a hard worker, but I was working hard on my job, not on my self. I'm telling you, if you'll learn that simple little principle and start the process today, latest tomorrow, I'll give you tonight to think it over. And start working on the inside. Work on your philosophy. Work on your attitude. Work on your personality. Work on your language. Work on the gift of communication. Work on all of your abilities. And if you'll start making those personal changes, I'm telling you, everything will change for you.
People demand success, but refuse to work weekends. People want opportunity, but won't talk to strangers. People claim ambition, but sleep in every day. Everyone wants to be successful. No one wants to be embarrassed. But the price of the first is the second. We are the result of our actions, not our aspirations.
It might not be okay to work your life away, but it is okay to work your 20s away. And so many of the realizations that we have arrived at are only really accessible to you because you've closed the loop of all of the ones that you needed to first.
If you're willing to suck at anything for 100 days in a row, you can beat most people at most things. Most of your competition quits after the first sign of difficulty because they've never known what hard feels like. The bar for excellence has never been so low.
There are no solutions, only trade-offs.
That you're never going to completely solve anything in your life or in the world, and there's always going to be compromises that you have to make. And if you aren't willing to make those compromises, or you don't keep your mind open for those compromises, you're going to run into some real problems. But if you look at it, and the fact that you know you might put a little more effort over here, and it's going to take away from some effort over there, you can't just do everything at once. So,
but the classic overachiever mindset is, well, everything needs to be growing at all times. So there's an emotional pain at watching something stagnate or watching something fall behind. How do you try and navigate that?
You just have to figure out what the priority is. You can't do them all simultaneously at the same time all the time. It's not going to work. So you got to figure out, we're going to make some compromises. We're going to make some trade-offs.
The sentence, you can be anything you want, but you can't be everything you want.
Every man becomes an infinitely more dangerous version of themselves the moment they realize they don't need anyone's approval or permission. Because there's no greater waste of time than defending your actions to people whose life you don't want.
I see all this potential, and I see it squandered. God damn it, an entire generation pumping gas, waiting tables, the slaves with white collars. Advertising has us chasing cars and clothes, working jobs we hate so we can buy shit we don't need.
You only got one life, guys. Again, if you work it right, you only need one.
You're not a tree, you don't have to stay. You're not a goose, you don't have to fly south. I'm telling you, anytime you want to, you can say, I'm going to change my attitude, I'm going to change my income, I'm going to change my abilities, I'm going to do more than I've ever done before. Take on that as your God-given right as a human being to change your life to whatever degree you want it to change. 10 years from now, you will surely arrive. The question is, where? Right? Good question. Now, here's the comment. Now's the time to fix it. Now's the time to fix the next 10 years. Fix a better course. Now, to unsophisticated people, what they do during the day doesn't seem to matter.
But to sophisticated people, it makes all the difference in the world. The books you read, the actions you take, the disciplines you engage in on a daily basis, those are the activities that are taking you somewhere.
When you start out, you have one of the greatest advantages of all. No one takes you seriously. It also means that they won't see you coming. And so it's an advantage that you only get once. So you might as well lean into it.
I think the real question you should ask yourself is, why not you? I mean, you got the talent, the skills, the brains. You got all the potential in the world, but you don't even believe in yourself. Why? You sit here looking at other people live the life that you're supposed to be living. These people know better than you, bro. They just believe. And I need you to start believing in yourself so you can be up top too. Confidence is the first step to start anything. So how do you expect to start if you don't believe?
People who don't have a sense of purpose, a mission, and don't have a consistent routine end up digging holes in their life. Things that slowly chip away at humanity, things that people use to escape. All of these things are digging holes in your life that ultimately you look back and you realize there's such a chasm between you and your spouse, that you and your kids barely know each other, even though you live under the same roof, that you've got this dad bod with a pot belly and pointy titties and pear-shaped. And you're like, whoa, where'd this come from? It was the absence of purpose and it was absence of routine. We need it. Otherwise, humans dig the holes in their lives too. No different than a German Shepherd would.
It's simple. Start tomorrow. Avoid discomfort. Take advice from poor people on how to get rich. Blame your circumstances. Find a spouse who makes you feel guilty about working. Complain. Make promises. Then break them, especially to yourself. Do ordinary work. Expect extraordinary results. And lastly, and probably most importantly, assume you're always right. That is my step-by-step guide on how to stay poor.
The odds were stacked against me. I won anyway, because I win.
You won because you got lucky.
Guys like you always think other people get lucky. I don't get lucky. I make my own luck. And in this case, it's bleeding you dry.
As they told me that when you fight, always move forward. Even if you're only moving forward half an inch at a time, just always move forward. He said, when you're moving forward, 100% of your attention is forward. But if you're moving backward, even a half an inch at a time, half of your attention is always behind you and where you're going. So always move forward. Always have it dare to go forward. Whenever you have a choice of either staying still and playing it safe or moving forward, move forward. Not because you'll necessarily succeed every time, because it reinforces and cements the habit of moving forward.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything that you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it or let it slip?
One thing is clear. If I'm going to seize the opportunity this weekend provides, I need zero distractions.
I will continue until I find a man that I can't defeat.
If you're not falling on your face over and over again, if you're not trembling when you go to sleep with your heart pounding, if then what is happening is you're not trying hard enough. You're living too far within your potential. That all really successful people live on the outside edge of what they're capable of. And it's always a little bit scary on the outside edge, because we all have feelings of uncertainty. We all have fears. We all have doubts that hold us back. But the brave person is simply the person who moves forward and keeps taking the chance. And you cannot imagine a successful person without courage. You cannot imagine a successful person without the courage to face and confront their fears and to move forward.
To find your way in life is not an external search. It's an internal search.
If you really have an obsession to figure it out, you will figure it out, right? And every puzzle is constructed differently.
It is the thing that you do the absolute best with the least amount of effort. That's your God-given gift. That's the thing you should pursue.
And once you see it, you can't unsee it. And I refuse to ignore it. I refuse to see it an opportunity that I had to change things and act like it didn't exist.
Everybody has a different puzzle, man. You just got to figure out your own puzzle.
Once you discover your gift, there lies your greatest chance for success.
There's no security in life, only opportunity. Life is very perverse in a way, because the more we seek security, the less we have it. And the more we seek opportunity, the more we have security. Helen Keller said this beautifully. She said, life is either a daring adventure or nothing at all. She said, the tendency to seek security is the low road to failure. That courage is absolutely essential. And one of the things that I used to think, that if you were really courageous, eventually you got to the point where you weren't afraid. I'm going to tell you something, that if you're not a little bit afraid, at least 3 or 4 nights a week, you're not trying hard enough.
What if is the worst question you can ever ask yourself? I failed.
is a million times better than what if. Because that motherfucker got up and did something. Showed up. 10 times more of the man and says, what if? Fuck what if, man. What if is an ongoing debate inside yourself that you can never come to conclusion on? I get up and fail. At least I know. Otherwise, what if every minute of every day for your existence, battling inside your head, trying to turn off the voice, but you can't. And you can't do anything about it because the opportunities, the window of opportunity is closed. There's nothing you can do but sit back and wonder, what if? Nope, don't like that, man. I'd much rather take the gamble and lose.
The price of regret is much heavier than the price of discipline. And the whole philosophy is you never want to wake up one day, one week, one month, one year down the road and go, shit, man, I wish I would have listened to my gut. I wish I would have done this thing. You don't want to live in regret. If there's something you want to get done in work, your relationships, school, whatever it is, do it.
I had big dreams. A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're going to have a lot of bad days, a lot of setbacks. So like when I was losing 106 pounds in 3 months, the first 2 weeks, it's like I was gaining weight. You know, I would lose a pound, gain two. So I was just failing. I kept failing and kept failing and kept failing. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast. Because my goal was, you know, to be a Navy SEAL. I don't have time to stay here and feel bad for myself for weeks and months and years because I'll lose that time. So the big thing is know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen.
Success is not how far you got. Because, see, you're going to be disappointed all the time. Because somebody always further than you. So now you'll forever be disappointed. Success ain't how far you got. Success is how far you got from where you started.
The greatest skill you can develop is the ability to stay in a great mood in the absence of things to be in a great mood about. And if you can be in a bad mood for no reason, you might as well be in a good mood for no reason.
Not knowing or not understanding why my opportunity hasn't or isn't. There's frustration in that. But there's also a sense of calm that comes in confidence of knowing that you're putting the work in for a reason and that it will pay off. I had to make the change of saying, I'm doing the work. Am I showing up every day and am I prepared? And if this opportunity does come, am I ready for it?
Many people are so busy watching what happened in the past, they don't realize that the real opportunities are in the future. Now, here's a lesson that I learned, is never worry about things that you cannot change. And you cannot change a past event. There are many things in our world that we cannot change. So don't waste any time worrying about things you can't change. Focus on the things that you can change. And the only thing that you can control is the way you think. If you think differently, you feel and you act differently. If you feel and act differently, you get different results and you achieve different goals.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, and maybe not the next month, but only one thing is true. I will be champion one day, I promise. I promise.
In my experience, the fear of failure is the greatest single reason for failure in adult life. The fear of failure, the fear of making a mistake, of losing our money, our time, our effort, is what paralyzes us and holds us back. But the fear of failure is a habit which can be counteracted by the habit of courage. And if we don't overcome that fear of failure, then we'll just be like the 80-90% that do not fulfill their potential. See, the wonderful thing is only a few percentage of people fulfill their potential in any generation. And we can join those people simply by deciding to do so and doing what the other people do.
Success is not something you pursue. Success is something you attract by the person you become. So ask yourself, why not you?
The differential of somebody winning and losing has nothing to do with their genetics, has nothing to do with their potential. It's their perseverance, always showing up, a person that's willing to gamble. If you're too scared to show up and you sit back at home, wondering what if and everything else, no one in hell is gonna call you an opportunity. Because you weren't present. The winners always show up. They're willing to lose in order to gain.
Now the key to this, if you want to become wealthy, if you want to be, I'm going to tell you something, that if you want to be wealthy in life, if you wish to become very wealthy, if you wish to become even a millionaire, you can do it if you're willing to pay the price. But most people become millionaires by offering a good or service that people use all the time, and they offer it just a little bit better. They do it just a little bit faster. They put a little bit more grace
or finesse into what they're doing. They handle it, they wrap it, they are more polite. The restaurant that has people coming back to it may have food that's only 5% different, but it's the way the people handle it that's so different. You can do anything you want in life. All you have to do is find an idea that's 10% new. And you'll find that if you flood your mind, read magazines, read books, ask questions, ask why people are doing things the way they're doing.
When I think about how hard I want to work, the interesting thing about that is that the only person who can judge you on your success is you, because you're the only one who knows how much left in the tank you really had. And the better you get, you start winning exteriorly. And that's when people are like, it felt so empty. It's because they didn't actually work as hard as they could have. They just worked hard enough to beat everyone else. But that discrepancy between how hard you could have worked to work your hardest versus what was required in order to win, to me, that's the opportunity that shifting towards the work being the goal unlocks for you. And I work harder now than I did when I was poor. And I think it's because I've learned to enjoy it.
We all have two choices. We can make a living, or we can design a life. If you can design a life, why not a good one?
Say, well, I'm afraid to make a change, and I'd say, well, that's okay. That's understandable. How afraid are you not of not making a change? Let's make a little vision of that. You're 35, you hate your job. What's the consequence? You're not motivated. You don't want to get out of bed in the morning. You're starting to get depressed. You're getting bitter. You're getting resentful. You're getting cynical. You're amotivated at work. You're not doing a very good job. And you're starting to shrink.
You know what I'm sick and tired of, Harry? I'm sick and tired of having to eke my way through life. I'm sick and tired of being a nobody.
That's all I want to do is go to distance. And if I can go that distance, I'm gonna know for the first time in my life that I weren't just another bum from the neighborhood.
You ever feel like you f***ed up somewhere a long time ago? You're living the wrong life, like a bad version of the life you're supposed to have.
Come on, man, you're fine.
I used to think that I was gonna be someone that, like people cared about. Like, maybe do something important.
I'm just tired of letting everybody down.
Do you know what everybody says? It's suicide! You've seen him, you know how strong he is. You can't win!
I still remember that moment.
Man, I got two questions for you. What do you do, and how do you do it?
I'm a stockbroker.
Stockbroker? Oh, goodness. I had to go to college to be a stockbroker, huh?
You don't have to. I had to be good with numbers and good with people.
Stockbroker.
Yeah.
Not an astronaut?
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me.
All right.
Wear one tomorrow, though, okay? Because tomorrow's going to be your first day. Would you like that, Chris?
Yes, sir.
He was the man no one noticed. Quiet, ordinary, invisible. Life passed him by like a train he missed long ago. But in the stillness, he heard something. Not a voice. A pull. He stopped waiting for a sign and became one. Started small. A cold shower, a morning run, a book instead of a screen. He failed, then showed up anyway. The world didn't clap, but the mirror did. He didn't beat the odds by force. He beat them by becoming someone they never saw coming. The most powerful shift is when you stop asking for change and become it.
The flower that blooms in adversity is the most rare and beautiful of all.
No, I don't worry. I tell you, I'm a man who believed that I died 20 years ago. And I live like a man who is dead already. I have no fear whatsoever of anybody or anything.
Big mental thing there, guys. This body, as great as you are, as sharp as you make the arsenal, it can't do anything you don't have confidence in yourself, we all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up? You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena? When you guys find a fear, that fear will either create you or destroy you. I love fear. And the reason why, behind every fear is a person you want to be.
You don't change it. You don't fix it. And what happens? Well, it's not like it's going to get better of its own accord. What's going to happen to you? Well, for sure, at minimum, what's going to happen to you is you're going to be in the same situation, but 10 years older. And if you can't get out of that situation now, what the hell makes you think you're going to get out of it in 10 years? You're 10 years older, you're 10 years more bitter, you're 10 years more cynical. Maybe by that time your marriage has collapsed because who the hell wants to live with you? You're even more of a slave than you were because you've labored another 10 years under the thumb of the tyrant and stepped backwards every time you were asked to, so you got smaller and smaller as the tyrant got bigger and bigger. It's like, think about that, and that means imagine it. Imagine that, okay? Now that's the situation.
Don't join the easy crowd. Go where the expectations are high, the pressure is on, and the growth is real. And when you go, go boldly. Why not you?
Well, you must spend an hour every day investing in your own mind, investing in yourself. You must take an hour every day and read and study and take notes. If you're doing less than an hour a day, you're falling behind. If you do 2 hours a day, you put yourself on the side of the angels.
Fear is self-imposed, meaning it doesn't exist. You create it, you can destroy it too. It's an intangible. If you face your fears, guys, you will realize it's not that big. And once you face it, you go, my God, man, I spent all this time running from it. It was so small. If I just faced it, my God, not only did I face it, I beat it back. Energy is never lost, transferred. That negative energy, that fear, is destroyed. It comes back in as confidence. You're like, what else am I capable of? What else am I holding my back from that I'm capable of more? What am I running from when I don't need to? What else can I overcome? You face your fears, you become the person you want to be. You run from your fears, you're not living. You're alive, but you're not taking the freedom. You're not running the day. The day's running you. You always be the fucking servant, not the master, guys.
When you're growing in a business, it's very painful. When you're stagnating in a business and you're plateaued and you don't know what to do, it's very painful. When you're declining and you also don't know what to do, it's very painful. And so that means that all conditions of reality are painful. And so if pain is a prerequisite for reality, then it means it's just a signal that we are alive. And so in thinking about that, rather than pain as a problem, it is a signal that I'm breathing. And then becomes irrelevant.
If you find a fear, the quickest, the easiest way you can beat it is initially, right when it comes in. If you allow it to sit, it will grow roots and start breaking you down, destroying the potential of the person you can be. Again, the champions, guys. It's not their potential, it's not their genetics. It's their perseverance to always show up, always willing to fail, because in failure, that's part of success. Success is not, you know, a marathon of life with just ups. Success is formulated through failures, through facing your fears, through falling down and getting back up. That's what creates the champion. Success does not define us. We define the success.